This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Welcome to the Covert Nerd Podcast. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to me that you take the time out of your day to hear what I have to say. Today is another Choose Your Own Adventure Live, and if you would like to participate in these, simply go to the Covert Nerd Facebook page. I'll put a link in the show notes, and you can participate in these and have some fun with us as we read through these books. They're always a lot of fun, so I encourage you to do that. Also, too, please pause this podcast right now, and if you can think of somebody that might be interested in this topic as well, please share it with them. Podcast is available on pretty much any player out there. So go to covertnerd.net for all the different ways you can get in touch with me. And without further ado, let's dive right in and nerd up with Eddie and Choose Your Own Adventure Live.
For those that haven't been on the show or watched the show before, the way it works is we just grab an old Choose Your Own Adventure book. We go through it. And then as we read and get to a choice, then you, the viewer, get to decide where we're going to go. Are we going to go to page 8 and go down the stairs? Are we going to go to page 56 and go outside? Nobody knows what's going to happen.
Outside, opposite of the inside.
Yes.
So yeah, and like we said, please like, comment, share on your pages. Get people involved in this. The more people, the more voices, the more fun it gets. And yeah, that's the whole point behind you choosing your own adventure.
Our adventure.
Let's head there.
And then we'll hand out some cruiser coins on the way, probably.
You want some cruiser coins? You want some covert nerd cash? You want some dim bucks?
Whatever. We'll convert it for you. So we're going
to read.
We'll
convert it for you later.
Yeah. We're going to read The Prisoner of the Ant People. I mean, already, ooh, it's kind of bonkers. This is one by R.A. Montgomery. He did a bunch of them, along with Edward Packard. So he's kind of pretty well known in this. This one came out in 1983, but this is a reprint that we have here. So, well, I'll go ahead and get started if you want, Eddie, and then you can take up the next one.
Dive right in, sir.
All right. You're sitting at home in your living sphere, a perfectly round, gravity-free structure. A hologram generator sits next to the entrance hatch, ready to be switched on. You can choose from 17,000 different environments, and for today, you have decided on a villa in the Greek town of Minos in the 3rd century BC. You switch on the generator, and instantly you're there, or at least it seems you are. Your sphere is now a villa. You can hear voices in the street outside, and you can smell the fresh thyme and wild flowers. But just as you're about to relax in the villa, the holograph generator clicks off. You are back to your old, dull, white-walled sphere. Drat, what's up now, you say?
What are you, drat, an 80-year-old prospector?
Drat.
Dang it.
Dang, oh, darn it.
I'm not in my hollow sphere no more.
Drat. Dang. It's like, what was that? Snagglepuss. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. We need to bring that one back.
Yes. It's about like drat.
First comment with heavens to Murgatroyd in a sensible statement gets a thousand dim bucks.
Okay. The concealed speaker hisses, and then you hear the announcement. Emergency, emergency. All Zondo Quest Group 2 members go immediately to the command chamber. Repeat, immediately. You are out of your room and into the free fall communication tube in seconds.
Listen, I can remember the time when my Zondo Quest Group 2 went south on me. I can remember that.
It was vividly. Clear as day. It's like,
man,
it's like it was
Loki
yesterday. I know.
When did Loki show up here? Look at this.
This is crazy.
That's a full page illustration, man.
I know. That's like top to bottom. Usually they don't quite do that. But this one, again, it's a little bit later in the series. So you've
I'm tight shot on weird, crazy Loki guy.
Yeah. You have been a member of Zondo Quest Group 2 for 3 years. Your amazing talent with computers led you to the attention of this special group of researchers, a collection of the finest minds from Earth, Mars, and planet F-32. So who's which one is not like the other, Eddie?
what's that now? The planet F-32?
Yeah. Earth, Mars, and planet F-32. Earth,
Mars, and planet F-32. That's the best we had.
It's like mom introducing the disappointed child. Here's Helen and Joey, and then little Bobby. Yeah.
Here's planet
F-32.
F-32, yeah. What's the F stand for? It stands for failure.
Failure.
Get out of here. You make me sick. You love Earth and Mars more. You're right.
Mom always liked you best.
It's true.
It is. A planet on the outer rim of the galaxy, planet F-32, has a real name, but no one can pronounce it. Wow.
Nice.
For 7 years.
They gave up trying.
Yeah, they just gave up. We can't say that. So how about F-32? Okay.
I like it.
For 7 years, the Zondo Quest group has been working around the clock in three shifts of three. The group's mission is to combat the evil Power Master. So this must be the Power Master. An entity nobody knows much about, who is trying to destroy individual planets one by one. The evil Power Master has unlocked some of the secrets of the universe and is able to cause the disintegration of matter. Everything crumbles as molecules break up and atoms fall apart, sometimes with devastating explosions. The Zondo Quest group, sometimes, not all the time.
Sometimes it just falls apart.
Instead of a devastating explosion.
Crumbles like a stale piece of bread. Exactly. It just falls apart. Like a puzzle.
The Zondo Quest group is in overdrive to find out how evil Power Master is doing this and stopping him or her or it. It's rumored that other groups of concerned beings are also on the trail of the evil Power Master. You haven't run into them yet. Go to page 5. So we have a long intro here.
This is long intro, and them getting into we're on page 5. Them getting into ant people. I mean, we're on some next level sci-fi already.
I know.
Be a dag nabbit, go to page 1.
One. Yeah. Good job, Brent.
Jehoshaphat.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to try page 5, Eddie?
Here we go. Heck yeah. You were selected by the researchers to be trained in the computer organized laser miniaturization program, or with the handy acronym COMP.
COMP.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, rolls right off the tongue. COMP.
COMP. COMP? COMP? No,
you're trained in Eddie, what languages are you trained in? I'm trained in COMP.
I have COMP. That's what I program in.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that? That's the computer organized laser miniaturization program.
We probably learned that at a correspondence course.
You'd have to.
Oh, only
that's the only place that offers it. that's a shy hair of what I learned from the Amish organized laser miniaturization. It takes a little longer.
Yes,
but it's got that home cooked feel.
It does. Feels good in the hand.
Feels good in the hand. They wanted a young person to try new approaches because if you were old, it'd kill you.
Exactly.
That's just fine with you, but it has been tough, very tough. There's no time for fun. Hey, in a statement that encapsulates 2020, there's no time for fun.
It's illegal.
Only work followed by more work.
When you're done with that you get to do more work.
When you're done with that, when you asked your group leader about it, Rendoxol responded in its squeaky mechanical voice. You think if we had that kind of technology, we could give him a not squeaky mechanical voice.
You would think.
Let's invest some money in that, shall we?
Yeah, instead of acronyms.
Culp.
Culp. It's like an insult. You culp.
Yeah. Ooh, take that back. We must stop the evil Power Master now. If we do not, there will be no hope for any of us. All will disappear like smoke in the wind. Ooh, the robot's getting existential.
No, he is.
He's quoting Kansas lyrics.
I know. Dust in the wind.
Dust in the wind, dude. All will disappear like smoke in the wind. We must get to the building blocks of the universe. Only then can we develop a plan to stop the evil Power Master from tearing them apart. We must succeed! It clanked several times and squished its soft plastic hands together. Mm. Huh. You wow. weren't sure whether or not that robot, not only does he instruct you in how to do things, he also gives physicals.
He'll give you a massage.
Proctology exam.
He's a proctologist.
Ooh. Ooh. With that squeaky voice, Rendoxal.
Yeah.
It squished its soft plastic hands together. You weren't sure whether or not you believed this mechanical creature from F-32, but at least you'd been given an answer. Later, you checked with your second teammate, Flipto.
Wow.
I believe that's how Flipto. A Martian who is relatively Earth-like. Flipto confirmed Rendoxal's story. But he also said that he wouldn't really mind if entropy overcame the universe. Once again,
wow.
The quote from 2020. This book is three pages in, and it's already like getting into entropy of the universe.
I know. It's really getting existential again.
Personally, I'd find it interesting to break up into minute pieces. You'd never know what would happen.
What?
Turn to page 8.
We're still not to a choice.
We have yet to make a choice here. Do you want to take this page over?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go ahead. We're really world building here, I guess.
We really are.
Especially for an 8-year-old.
I was going to say. It's getting crazy. Turn to page 8. Okay.
With a slight bounce, you come to rest on the artificial grass of the research chamber. Rendoxal hovers in the center of the room, emitting its usual orange glow. This time, though, it is a brighter orange than usual, almost red. Its plastic flipper-like arms are quietly tucked away in its dull blue and green metallic shell. Flipto sits nearby in a foam jelly chair. He calmly folds a piece of used computer printout into the shape of a spaceship and proceeds to toss it in the air with a smile. You can tell that Rendoxal doesn't like such unprofessional behavior, but it ignores Flipto. Well, what's up, you ask? Rendoxal swivels toward you and speaks. All members of the Rimpoach team are missing. The Rimpoach team members entered the research lab at 000170 appointed phase, but have yet to come out. They are gone. You take a seat in another foam jelly chair and lean back. Oh, you know, they are Minervians. It's one of their games. They'll be back. Rendoxal bleeps loudly at you, its usual sign of annoyance. Security search reveals no hidden Minervians in the research chamber. They are gone. You look at Flipto and he grins. Good riddance. They were pests. Stop or I will have you demoted, you heap of protoplasm. You low-level air breather, Rendoxal threatens between bleeps. Man, Rendoxal is really just, for a robot, he's really got an attitude.
I was going to say, and this stuff elevated quickly. What's happening?
I don't even, I'm kind of lost. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm, so far this is, yeah, let's keep going.
Yeah, yeah, so it's page 11.
Still world building here.
Still world building. Okay, here we have some choices, so pay attention, everybody. We'll have some choices for you here in just a second.
Here we go. You know this must be trouble. Rendoxal only says things like that when he's really annoyed, like most robots are able to be. Now, exactly. The robot continues speaking, and it's scratchy mechanical. They said squeaky last time.
That's what, yeah. What's going on?
The Baba Ram team, how many teams do we have here? I know.
Well, we're group two.
The Baba Ram team is also missing. Same conditions. I need volunteers to search for them. I will lead. Well, there you go. Just take the lead there, Rendoxal. Yeah. Are you with me? We will miniaturize and begin an atomic ray search process. So here we go.
All right. Choice time.
Adventurers, if you agree to go with Rendoxal, turn to page 6. If you suggest that you should keep watching the research chamber while your teammates search, turn to page 15. If you and Flipto decide to form a separate search team, because Lord knows we need more teams,
yeah.
Turn to page 13.
We need some red shirts.
I know, we need some expendable people here. I got a feeling we're not going to walk out of here with Flipto. I'm just saying that right now.
No.
Flipto is going bye-bye.
I think so.
So agree with the robot. Keep watching the chamber and send your buddies out. Turn to page 15. Or if you think you and Flipto should go off on your own and leave that weird robot who's easily agitated behind, page 13.
You got three choices. So Al Garrison, separate search team. So we want to Scooby-Doo it, and let's split up and search the area.
Let's split up. Worst idea ever. Al says that, so we have one vote for page 13. Let's see where we go here. Well, we got one vote for 14, too, by the way. Oh, no, that was an actual, like, fun comment. Not fun, but that was like a joke.
Yes.
Joking aside,
Brent said.
Brent tossing us some old-timey swear, some weird swear dialogue.
No one can read basic.
I know. Nope. Plus, we have guys on our team who we didn't do a psych evaluation on who are okay with being turned into molecules.
I know. He's like, oh, that'd be actually kind of fun. I'd kind of like to try that once. It's like, what are you talking about?
Dude, we're trying to stop this from happening. Why do you think it's cool?
He's like, he just wanted to jump right in. It's like, yoo-hoo!
That's like going to war with a guy next to you who's like, it'd be kind of fun to get shot, right? Shot, and you're like, what? Like,
just to see what it feels like. Just
to know what it feels like. No, Lee, no. We don't want to get shot. I'm just saying, I've never been shot before. Nothing bad ever happens when
there's a line in Twister, that movie from like the late 90s, where one guy says, I'd kind of like to get struck by lightning, you know, just to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
No, I don't
want
to get
you
struck.
You don't want
by
him
lightning.
On your team.
No.
You don't want him on your team.
Well, looks like we got one. Al, we might be going to page 13.
Page 13, so. It looks like. You know, that's just it. The voice of the people. If y'all are going to watch, you got to comment.
Comment, so page 13. Let us know, like Al did. All right.
Here you go, Lee.
I think that's me. Flipto and I work well together, Rindoxol. Besides, it will be much better if we have two search teams. So you go your way and we'll go ours. Rindoxol shudders slightly, a sure sign of his displeasure, but it agrees.
He's like, this is bull crap. I can't be a team of one guy. Like, you know that.
So he sounds kind of pouty here. Go then. Go on. You will be out of my way. Wow.
Ooh,
he's just so flippant.
Aggressive.
Yeah, there you go.
With a squeaky robot voice.
In the blink of an eye, Rindoxol hits the miniaturizer button, and the three of you are instantly reduced, clothes and all, to the size of a grain of rice. The research chamber now looks like an enormous cavern glimmering with pale, whitish light. Rindoxol rotates around on its axis to orient itself. Then it is gone in a clattering, whining huff. Flipto moves over the remains of the Baba Ram's lunch. There are greasy wrappers from the tuna salad sandwiches, and the Babas consider an exotic delicacy from the planet Earth. Hey, look at this, Flippo points to a series of marks on the wrappers. They appear to be made with sharp instruments. Can you decode these marks, asks Flipto. It looks like a message. We've got a choice again.
Here we go.
If you think the marks are worth trying to decode, turn to the next page. If you decide that the idea of decoding them is a waste of time, go to page 35. So do we want to decode it, or do we want to just move on?
Decode the marks or ignore the marks. I'll tell you this right now. I've never seen a mark. I know, right, Kim? All the confidence.
Kim's like, we're all going to die. I'm like, oh. Smaller than rice.
We are smaller than rice.
Yes.
As they say, rice, baby. And I'm not going to go. So, yeah, we got two votes for decode.
We go. Wow. The garrisons are, they agree with each other.
For a rare form of agreeance, but the garrison team.
Yeah.
we're going to go with it at this point too, because we got this, you know, we got 2/3 of our watchers
said to decode. So next page, Eddie.
Decode.
So you're decoding it, Eddie. Get ready. Get your magic decoder ring out of the cereal box and let's go to work.
We slap on that decoder pinky ring of ours. Put it on. I'll try to decode them, you say. And Flipto backhanded you and said, there is no try, only do.
Oh, getting backhanded by Flipto.
Caught a Martian backhand. Those are the worst kind. You look very intently at the strange marks on the wrappers. It's not easy. The marks look like this. And for all you viewers, you can see that. For people who are listening, it looks like a bunch of crazy gibberish.
And it's then, like those eat blots that your psychiatrist gives you. What does this look
exactly. like? Exactly. All you see, I see tears. I see a crying middle-aged Eddie. Weird. And Al with the decoder ring translation, drink more Ovaltine. It's a stupid commercial.
Don't you see this on Twitter where they're like, wrong answers only. We put this up.
Exactly. they might be marks from a fork for all you know. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Then you remember a Martian symbol game Flipto told you about. The most popular game on Mars. As popular as chess or checkers on Earth. You know nerds wrote this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Most popular game, almost like D&D on Earth. This looks strangely like that game, but oddly enough, Flipto doesn't recognize it. 7 minutes later. Seven.
Seven. We're real precise
here. Not five. Not eight.
Seven.
Though you have decoded the message with his aid. It reads, we are in the grip of the evil power master. Help. Luzinia. Turn to page 48. No choices.
Al says to drink more Ovaltine. Because, you know,
there it is.
That's the secret. All right. Yep. So page 48. Okay. Here we go.
Here we are.
The evil power master again. I thought so. You puzzle over, we sound so certain there that we know. It's the power
how
master.
How are we so sure of ourselves? We are the most cocksure people on the planet.
This isn't the first time, though. You get that vibe in all these books that you're just the most certain person on the planet.
And we can also see how it's led to us being pistol whipped, thrown off a building, sailing off of a cliff with a mammoth that's on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, go boldly, but dang, sometimes, we're also cocky, dying coldly.
Cocky 9-year-old.
Exactly. What's worse than a cocky 35-year-old? A cocky 9-year-old.
9-year-old. Even worse. Anyway,
you've won one Pinewood Derby in your life. Calm down, kid.
Yeah. I'm looking for a sponsor. I won.
9-year-old cracks knuckles.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
All right,
kid. You puzzle over the note. Who could have written it? Who is Luzinia? Then you see the body of a worker ant crumpled up underneath one of the sandwich wrappers. The ant is still alive, but barely. With his dying breath, the ant whispers, they went into the ant's kingdom of Zom to help Luzinia in her fight against the evil power master. I'm dying, but tell them I will never forget. With a shiver, the ant dies. You turn to stare at Flipto. The ants, I never thought about them. Who would have? They seem so insignificant. I'll bet they're the ones who have been on the trail of the evil power master for hundreds of years. I'm game, Flipto. How about it? Shall we search the kingdom of Zom? Flipto reminds you that you are not armed. All
right. Right out of the gate. We're a racist on this one. Look at us. We're like ants. I didn't even think about those dummies. Why did I even wonder about them? And then it's like, your first thought isn't like, holy crap, ants can talk.
I know. That's what I was just thinking. It's like, okay, how do I know what ants, their language?
Right.
It's just crazy. It's
that
the 80s.
That ant speaks English, That ant speaks English, apparently. And then also, apparently, we don't have arms now. What happened there? I'm kidding. Yeah. That's a joke. That's a bad dad joke. I'm kidding. But yeah, you just, nothing surprises us in Choose Your Own Adventure books.
No.
You know?
That's why they're bonkers.
A sentient talking ant is wheezing out its last breaths, telling you this information, and you're like, sounds dope. Let's go fight a war.
Yeah, let's just go. So if you and ant speaks the queen's,
I love it.
The queen's English.
We have a choice to make. Here we go.
Yes. If you and Flipto decide to go back to full size and arm yourselves, turn to page 103. If you hurry on to find the kingdom of Zom, turn to page 73. So do we go full size, go grab some guns or whatever, or do we just run in, no weapons, and just go find this kingdom and go bonkers?
Oh, that's a tough one. Now, listen, my mindset is, you know, if we're this sure, if we're already running around knowing that ants can talk, we just rush in there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make weapons. We're going to snap off handrails, break off chair legs.
Snap off the enemy's arms and just, you know, whatever. Like,
exactly.
We want to plug the Lenny Vernon latest comic where Lenny Vernon tears off a brony's wings and stabs him with them.
Yes.
So, you know.
Talk about unarmed. You got unwinged.
Unwinged.
Yeah. And we should say it's an evil possessed brony, not just some regular old Joe walking around with
exactly. We are split.
We have arms be damned, hurry on. Another one saying go big. And then the fact that there are 103 plus pages of this descendant to hell scares me. Listen.
Good point.
There's probably about 30 odd endings to this book.
There is. Yeah. There's like 28 or something like that.
28 endings in this book.
Well,
so we are split in the middle.
So that means we have to flip. Let me grab that here.
We flip the coin. We didn't call it. I say heads is hurry on, tails go big again.
Kim says Al's off his meds, so we shouldn't listen to him. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you just stepped in, we're going to make a decision here. But if you want to chime in, go ahead. But so what are we doing again, Eddie? Sorry.
No, you're fine. Heads, let's have that be rush in. Tails, get big. Get big first.
Tails, get big. We're going to go get some guns. We're going to go to 103.
Yeah. And we'll arm up. We're going to get big and have a be facing a gun.
It's not looking good, Eddie.
See? I'm telling you. Here we go.
You go in, guns a-blazing.
You reach for the miniaturizer control, but you can't find it. Drat. Dude, what are we? Are we like a 90? We're a 95-year-old ranch hand.
In Texas.
Ah, drat!
Drat!
I done lost my miniaturizer.
Where is it? I can't find anything around here. Helen, where is it?
You look, Flipto. Oh, there it is. You look, Flipto. It was right here in my pocket. Flipto peers into your jacket pocket, but he can't locate the control either. You must have dropped it, you clumsy earthling. Flipto! Huh. There's no time for name calling. Let's find this. You clumsy earthling. Why, you ear-skinned. Ear-skinned Martian. These are the weirdest insults.
I know.
I'll have you know that we invented the word clumsy. I ought to know if I am or not. So there. How have we managed to make it to this point?
This point with this mental capacity.
Impeccable logic, Earthling. Why don't you figure out what we should do now? I'm sure you'll come up with something good. As for me, I'm going to meditate on the problem. Flipto sits down on the ground. When a Martian starts meditating, there's no telling when he'll stop. You're truly on your own now. The end.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say it. That's the most disappointing ending we've had so far.
Oh, I don't know. The Deadwood one was a little...
But, oh, that was when you just died of like the slow death of boredom.
Yeah, you just like, well, I'm going to settle in a town and just have my own newspaper. But this one, you're just stuck with some Martian meditating, and it could be 10 minutes. It could be 10 years. And we have the imbecile, the mental battle of wits there for a little while.
Yeah.
The drat.
Kim is potentially protesting, saying she thought it was page 70.
Oh.
And from my understanding, the 70 one was the discharge in.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Going there, guns are swinging. I don't remember what page we were on. What page was that before we went to the other one? Do you remember that? With the ant dying his last breath.
Do you see Brent? Okay, I predict this choice is coming by the end of the hour. Do you stir the Texas chili clockwise, turn to page 2089? If you stir it counterclockwise, turn to page 15,340. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst Choose Your Own Adventure book right there.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth in clockwise circles or counterclockwise? Yeah, Kim, I believe the 70 page was the going guns a-blazing with no guns.
With no guns.
In our fists.
Let's see.
There's no guns on my guns. I love that, Kim. WTF, WTF. I'll just meditate until I die. Yes.
Yes. Pretty much. That's pretty much what happened.
Man, you could tell the people who were writing these books were really into like heady science fiction and like Eastern philosophy and meditation, for example. And nothing wrong with any of that stuff, but woo.
This one took eight pages just to get started. But once you got there, then you had plenty of choices. But the world building was pretty profound.
Talk about hitting the ground running, though. They didn't give you much. And by the way, I did write down Zondo Quest Group Two.
Yeah, it was Zondo
that's
Quest
Group
Two.
That's the name of our band. That's the name of our band we're gonna form. Zondo there it is. Quest.
Yeah.
So what page was it to go in guns a-blazing?
It was 73.
Yeah. And then to get big again was page 103.
Yeah. So that's where we should have gone left instead of right. But that's the way it goes.
Next time, you know, next that's time. About right. You know, you almost with clockwork, it seems about 30 odd minutes, we land on some sort of ending.
They do time these a lot like that. That's not like you always say, over. After a few pages, you start like, okay, we're about to the end here.
I see. So I smell something.
Yep. And it's that not end was lame as this Kevin Costner.
Delicious campfire candle. This is an autumn smelling candle. I don't know how you capture autumn in a candle, but they did a damn good job.
But you did. Yes, I did say world. Right, I did say world building, Brent. Yep, I did.
There's some world building going on in these. I mean,
as far as Choose Your Own Adventure goes. Yes, it is.
Listen, I need a kid who will talk smack to a Martian, who talks like an old-timey prospector, and who is never fazed by anything.
And is it fazed by an ant talking to you?
Exactly.
Just like, oh, listen, yeah.
If I woke up tomorrow morning and I just strolled down the steps into my living room, got a cup of coffee and turned around and I saw a 6-foot ant dying on my floor, gasping its last breath. Listen to me. Zondo Group 2 needs you. I'd be like screaming, thinking I lost my mind. I wouldn't drop to my knees and be like, tell me, ant, tell me your secrets before you die.
Yeah. You'd be just like, that guy was just so casual. You'd just be drinking your coffee. Like, hey, what's up? You know?
Hey, man, how's it going? Hey. You know what? In all honesty, for me now, I'd be like, this makes sense. This tracks.
It's 2020. This this isn't that bad.
This makes sense. This tracks with everything I've had going on. I accept this.
This is not that unusual. Oh, man.
The next book is Zardoz. I'm running into traffic. All right. The next book, it's not Zardoz. Strap in, though, because it's a fun one.
Yes.
We talk about these books as an allegory for life. This one's called The Race Forever.
Written by R.A. Montgomery, the same one that did Ant People, Prisoner of the Ant People.
Woo! Get ready.
But
you don't know.
We're going to hop in, look at the cover here, and I'll post a link in the show notes, but it looks like a DeLorean.
It does. He's going right out of like Back to the Future. He's like, that's a cool looking car. I think I'm going to steal it.
Yes. So we're going to hop in our DeLorean here.
Yeah, you got zebras next to old timey automobiles with the volcano. It looks like Mount Fuji in the back.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The cover. Look at me go with my geographic.
Yes.
Acumen.
You know where everything is on the globe.
Listen, okay. If you want to know where a Zondo Quest Group 2 is, I'll show you.
You'll tell you. You'll ask an ant and find out. So, we've got a cool map here of Eastern Africa. We've got Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, Tanzania.
So got it looks Toto like, playing in the background.
That's right.
Blessing those rains.
You're blessing that rain in Africa.
You're doing it. Don't even stop an old man along the way.
We might, actually.
If one of our choices is a quote of Toto lyrics, I'm throwing my computer.
That's it.
You stop an old man along the way asking for forgotten words or ancient mysteries.
Mysteries.
Or ancient melodies.
Melodies. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
They stole
that
Toto
happens. This is where Toto got it from.
Actually, you rip off.
So do you want to go first or?
I will. Know. I'll dive into the race
Africa.
Forever.
You're going to dive into
allegory
Africa.
For life. I'm going to bless those rains. Here we go. Okay, everybody. Get ready. Put on your safari hats.
Mm-hmm.
Get your sunscreen. Get ready to go. You've been almost too nervous to look out the plane window at the African countryside below. The smiling stewardess leaning over to check your seatbelt jolts you back to reality because she hits you with that Martian backhand.
Pat, pat. Pow, pow.
We're approaching the airport in Nairobi now. You look out the window. Now you can see the large modern city below. The gently rolling terrain is unlike the Arizona ranch country where you grew up. You remember the cable? Now I'm hoping so where we grew up, they're implying we're adults in the story.
A good point. Yes.
You remember the cable that brought, so every illustration should show an adult person. If we see a kid in here, I'm gonna be pissed. You remember the cable that brought you here. Congratulations, you've been selected to compete in a series of African road rallies designed to test both the skill of the drivers and the ruggedness of the cars. You weren't sure you could handle a race like this, but your dad poo-pooed that idea.
What? Drat. Poo-poo.
Poo-pooed. Now, I want to read this. I want to read this again because the phraseology is weird. You weren't sure. So you were not sure you could handle a race like this, but your dad poo-pooed the idea. So does that mean the dad was like, oh, poo-poo, you can do this?
You can. Yeah, I think so.
Like they're doing a double negative here.
We were chickening out and he's like, oh, you can do that.
You could do that in your sleep.
Come on, son.
Turn to page 2. You make it going. You want to take this over?
I'll go ahead and do this one. Then you can do the next one.
Hit it.
Of course you can do it. I taught you everything I know. And he knows.
The dad is a narcissist. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes. And then look at this part. And he knows a lot. Ah.
Dad, just robbing you of anything you could ever do.
Exactly. Trying to live through your son. Come on. He and his brother were competition drivers racing for the Italian Ferrari and Lancia teams during the heyday of the Le Mans and Mille Miglia and the Nürburgring races. As soon as you could see over the steering wheel of a Jeep, your father began teaching you about cars and driving. The hours
that
you spent... Unsafe. Yeah, it sounds real unsafe, but you know, it's the 80s.
You got a baby driving a car.
Like,
shut up, Mildred.
Yes. Shut up, Mildred. I'm trying to teach him how to drive.
This beautiful woman. I got a 4-year-old driving a Jeep.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me how to live if I die, it'll be the same way my granddaddy did, being driven over by a 7-year-old driving a Jeep.
Grandpappy.
Pinned under the tires of a Le Mans that a 4-year-old was driving.
That's the only way to go.
That's the only way to die.
Oh, man, that's great. The hours you spent in Jeeps out on the range and in fast cars on the track your dad laid out behind the barn have paid off. What are we? Okay. Hours you spent in Jeeps out on the range and in fast cars on the track your dad laid out behind the barn. So he had a track behind his barn? That's crazy.
He wrote this with that like magnetic poetry. He like just like took those words and like threw them against the fridge and was like, barn, like, racetrack, toddler.
There you go. Oh, this story is awesome. Writes itself. This stuff writes itself. You wish your dad were here with you, but he couldn't come. Some last minute business forced him to cancel his plane reservation. At the competition headquarters, a large banner proclaiming the first African dual road race rally flapped slowly in the light breeze. People standing in clumps around a long table are talking excitedly. They are the drivers and navigators, the mechanics and representatives of the companies sponsoring this race. You sign in at the competition desk. Welcome. Here's your copy of the rules and regulations. I'm Michael Replu, race chairman. He smiles at you and shakes your hand and gives you a large, bright blue folder that says race kit on the cover. You feel nervous. The other drivers look much older than you and seem very sure of themselves. All right.
If we know anything, about Choose Your Own Adventure universe, it's if you seem sure of yourself, you are.
You are, exactly.
Same thing as college degree.
You're an arrogant 7-year-old.
Al Garrison points out, he ain't going nowhere. I got my arm across him. Yeah,
exactly.
The old 1980s dad and mom seatbelt.
Yeah, exactly. He's not moving.
I hit okay. Something. I got him. All right, here we go.
All right, Eddie, you want to grab the next page?
Next page. I'm going to give this guy an accent.
Okay.
This rally is special. Replu continues. There are actually two races. One tests speed over fast roads in race-prepared cars. The other race, the road race, speed counts too, but you will be driving off-road vehicles. In each race, you will choose your own course. I'm switching accents. It's amazing.
I noticed.
Driving from designated checkpoint to checkpoint until you finish. You will not be racing head-to-head with other cars in either race. Instead, you will select cars and be started at half-hour intervals to avoid head-to-head racing. This sounds the least exciting. The courses are too narrow and sometimes too crowded with animals and people for that. Do you understand? Yes, thanks. I understand, you tell him. I'm going to run over some people and animals.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All I heard you say.
That's all, yeah.
You will be prepared with a navigator co-driver chosen by lot. Who's lot? I don't want to.
Yeah. Where's this guy? How old is he?
No, who am I going to pay off to get this? But that will come in a moment. Now you must choose which race you would like to start with. While you take part in both of them, you may decide which race you would like to drive first.
All right.
So if you drive the speed race as your first race, turn to page 4.
Okay.
If you drive the rough road race, which was Al's nickname in Barber College.
That was driver's ed.
Driver's ed, the rough road race. Turn to page 67. So speed or the rough road. Which one do you pick first?
The 3 R's, rough road race. RRR.
Soccer mom arms.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know if there's a good or bad choice in this case, really.
No.
I mean,
no, I don't think so at all. Man, I just love that this whole setup is great. Your dad has a racetrack behind the barn.
You've been driving these cars since you were a baby.
Just put you in the crate. They didn't set you in a bassinet. They sat you in a Jeep seat and just said, here you go.
You know, your mama bought you a helmet for Christmas. Your dad broke it in half and said, helmets are for weenies. Yeah. Just duct tape the baseball mitt to your head and put you behind a
put you behind the wheel. Ah!
Yeah.
Shut up, kid.
Go on.
Kim says, as you're going. Speed race.
Kim saying, lay down some speed first before you go on that rough road.
That's right.
You know, and you know, that's a toughie. You know, I'm almost in the same boat. I almost think you floor it first.
Floor it instead of running over animals and other people. Punch it, Chewy.
Listen, if I'm in a race and there's people in the way, you're on my track at this point.
Get out of my way. Oh, yeah. Kim says, forget about shaken baby syndrome race.
That's exactly. That baby brain's going to get made tough. We're going to build up those calluses. Go.
All right. So if we're going to go fast, we got to go to page 4.
Yep. We're going to go with Kim's speed race. Since nobody else watching is weighing in.
Yes. So Kim has the floor. All right. Let's go ahead and the speed race is a difficult event. It's not like the Indianapolis 500. There isn't a track that you roar around lap after lap. You will start in Nairobi and travel through Kenya. You'll drive along fairly good roads through game preserves, along flat surfaces in the highlands, and through hilly stretches. Finally, you'll end up back in Nairobi. You will be out on the road at least one night during this race, and possibly two nights, depending on what happens. Oh boy, there we go. There's the drop. You eye some of your competitors. The German team is dressed in dark blue coveralls with their name in gold lettering over the breast pocket. They look very serious. The team from Zaire is dressed in tan jumpsuits. Though they are smiling, they look every bit as serious as the Germans. Now you are confronted with a choice of two cars for this half of the rally. You can choose between the race-prepared Saab 900 Turbo or a race-prepared Lancia Stratos. It's up to you. So, we get to pick our cars. Do we take the Saab or do we take the Lancia? That's pretty much what the choice is.
As a fan of the He-Mans, I'm taking anything named Stratos.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's right. Make Eternia great again. I think you did an episode on Stratos, right?
We did. We did an episode on Stratos. Yeah. And I'll tell you what right now. I'd be like, Saab is right. Saab yourself all the way back home. You jank car. I'm not driving you.
Exactly. Because Stratos is going to ruin your day.
I'm going to fly high off a cliff because I'm hoping this car can fly. And of course, Kim
fix the Saab.
A wrench. I ask for so little on this show.
That's all I want is my Stratos. And you won't let me have them.
All right. We got four viewers. We'll wait. We'll give the other viewers a few seconds here before we go straight to the Saab.
Chime in if you want us the Saab or the Lancia. And we can flip
Saab
a coin.
Is the
if
sound
we
you
get...
make when you're crying.
I know. Why would you want a car to make you cry? Come on.
I'll tell you what. I had cars that made me cry back in the day I had to drive. Oh,
yes. You're just hoping it gets to where you want to go.
I had a car that had a sunroof. Uh-huh. And way back in the 90s. And no matter what I did to it, when it rained, it would get into that, like, you know, and then it would pool up. And so I would hit the brakes and then it would like dump out into the car.
Oh no.
And I had forgotten that was the case. And I had like a girl out on a date and I hit the brakes and all that water dumped out on both of us. It was awesome.
Oh, good times.
Good times. Good times. I sobbed.
There you go. All right.
We've
so
got literally
like we're
no
gonna...
other votes. We got to go with the Saab.
We're going to the Saab. So that is page 16.
Poor Stratos.
Poor Stratos, yeah, poor guy.
You won't even know. I'm turning to page 16 as we speak here. You've chosen the Saab 900 Turbo, a very reliable car that grandmas drive to get their groceries. As a free agent, you've also chosen a stick with the name of your navigator co-driver on it. You've picked a yellow stick with the name Zokil on it. Zokil.
Zokil.
He must be Russian, you think.
What?
He must be an ant person. He must be a Martian, you think.
Martian.
You are partly right. Zokil is Russian, but he turns out to be a she.
Oh.
In the shocking of shocking. Turn to page six. Oh, we're going back.
Dun, dun, dun. Oops, too far.
This is you, sir.
This will be me. Zokil smiles at you, shakes hands, and says, I am pleased to meet up with you. I saw your name in the race reports. We will do well together, I'm sure of that. You and Zokil examine the Saab carefully. You give particular attention to the tire treads, which have a special pattern to accumulate the sometimes sandy and muddy roads and the rocky tracks you might have to drive. They look good to me. How about you? I think they're fine, Zokil. They're like the ones we used back home in Arizona. She suggests you study the map of the course and plan how you will run the race. You know, I've been thinking, that Lancia could be a little faster. We might have to go all out to catch up. You nod, perhaps, but if we go all out, we could run into mechanical trouble. There's the wear and tear of the high speed on the car, and those roads are really rough in spots. Let's decide, she says. Shall we start out conservative and count on finishing, or shall we go flat out? So we got a choice here.
Listen, there's one way,
everybody.
We're in a race here. We're in a race here, guys.
Do we be conservative? Go to page 11. Or do we go flat out? I like that. Just flat out. That's interesting. Go to page 13. So do we play it safe or do we play it wild?
Do we rock out with a flat out or do we go conservative like the grandma driving the Saab? Like, you kids settle down now. Grandma's going to put on some kids bop and we'll have a fun time all the way to the race finish line.
No, you know what grandma listens to. It's always Lawrence Welk.
We're going to play some Lawrence Welk. Can't go with the safe. My goodness gracious.
Okay. Let's give
I'm trying to play it safe in the last book and we ended up meditating to
death. With an alien forever. That's okay. We like Kim.
No, we do like him. We love Kim to pieces.
I'm a grandma. Don't judge. Yeah.
That's true.
That's true. Kim is technically a grandma, so okay.
She is.
So we're going to go to page 11. You got this one, Eddie.
Here we go. Oh, Zokil, it is better to... Here we are getting off philosophical. Yeah. It is better to finish the race than risk not finishing, even if we finish last.
Last.
We'll race it conservatively. Don't worry, my friend. We will do our best to win. You will see as she pulls out a gun. Because she's a Russian. You can't trust them.
Yeah, exactly. You're stinking Russians.
You will see. She tucks the gun right back into her
pocket. Exactly.
She winks at you.
Ding.
It'll just be the three of us, and I'll take out the competition. The race starter drops the flag. The chronometer begins running as you speed off in a flurry of conservative brown-gray dust. Watch out for gazelles, Zokil. They're all over the place. I'd hate to hit one. And then you wink.
And then you wink. Ding.
Bing. I never tasted gazelle before. I don't know who'd be worse off. Da, Zokil.
Da.
in the only Russian you'll hear in the whole book.
That's awesome.
You settle behind the wheel and resign yourself to the long, conservative, grueling hours ahead. Zokil busies herself with the maps, compass, stopwatches, loading her gun, and the equipment of rally navigators. At especially designated points along the route, there will be race officials checking on your progress. You must stop at these checkpoints, for in addition to checking in with the officials, the stops provide a chance to refuel, make repairs, rest, and reload Zokil's gun. The heat of late afternoon is affecting both of you. It's been 6 hours of rough driving with no let up. the car is performing well because you're only going 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's about time for Zokel to take her turn behind the wheel. Page 12, Mr. Lee Searcy.
Around a rocky outcropping, you suddenly come to a very wide riverbed. A trickle of water runs zigzag course down the middle where the once large river flowed. Clouds have been gathering all afternoon, and the sky is a dark gray blue, and thunder rumbles above you. Zokel reports that it's raining slightly to the north. The riverbed is wide and will not be easy to cross. You will have to be careful and take your time. Just then, large raindrops begin to spatter the roof and hood of the car. You recall a warning of your father's. Flash flood danger, you say. We could get caught out in the middle of that riverbed. Maybe we should wait. For what? Zokel asks. She has never seen flash floods. They can fill a stream bed in minutes with a wall of water 10 feet high, sweeping away everything in their paths. So here we are. If you decide to wait until the storm is over, turn to page 20. If you decide to risk the crossing and go now, turn to page 22. So are we going to be conservative or... We get a
exactly. You know, are you going to pull the REO Speedwagon and ride the storm out, or not ride the storm out?
Yes.
Or are you going to just go ahead and say, "Screw this mess. We were conservative once.
We're done.
Don't conservative me twice. Punch it, Zokel. Get me across this riverbed.
Punch it.
Do this stuff. Punch it, Zokel. She's a chewy.
I love the little da just thrown in there.
Da.
Da. We're just going to throw that in there just for fun. It's so cliche, 83. Ah,
I know. The Russian woman cracks her own neck in front of you. Crunch, crunch, da!
And she has her AK-47.
Exactly. She bends a crowbar over her own head.
Awesome. In Russia, we do this for contest. All women do this in Russia.
Exactly. She chews up bullets.
Yeah, like for cereal. She's eating her cereal in the morning. It's just full of bullets.
I love it. I'm in a Saab. Can I literally even risk it? And we got, I'm riding with REO Speedwagon. I'm not even sure what that means, but I think he means punch it. Go through that riverbed.
Punch it? I kind of want to punch it.
Well, we got two votes. We got a vote. We don't really have any real clear votes here right now.
Well,
do we drive over the riverbed or do we wait?
Well, I think Kim's saying, well, I'm in a sob, so that means we wait.
Oh, she's saying wait.
And then, and then the REO Speedwagon means we're conservative and slow, so that means wait.
Riding the storm out. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
All right, so we wait.
So go to page 20.
Wait until the storm is over. We're going to die of boredom in this one, too. We're going to die. I think 40 years later, you're still driving. All right, here we go.
Oh, good point. See, Riding here the Storm. That is a REO Speedwagon song.
It is. It's so wonderful. You tell Zokel that a flash flood could ruin the race for you because you'd be dead. It would be crazy to risk crossing the river now in your grocery getter of a vehicle. Okay. I will listen to you. You are right. It is best to wait. Was this my turn or your turn to read?
Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay. It is best to wait. Zokel opens the car door, shoots a guy just to keep her reputation as being a killer.
Killer Russian.
Steps out onto the dry sandy road as a Russian. Steps out into the dry sandy road, cracks her knuckles, and stretches. As quickly as the storm clouds gathered, they break and become harmless. The threat of a flash flood is over, and you've wasted precious time. although this is lucky for you, it is too bad it didn't rain. It is the dry season, and the moisture would be useful to the people and animals who live in this part of Africa. We are in a race! Why are we thinking this way?
I know. What's the deal?
Just as you and Zokel are getting back into the car, the single-side band radio, standard equipment in this race, crackles several times and begins to broadcast. Turn it up, Zokel. I can't hear it. Zokel turns the radio up and hears REO Speedwagon blaring over the... The voice over the speaker is loud, commanding, and very British. Not a little bit British.
Very British.
Very British.
Yes.
Warning! Repeat! Warning! To race participants near Sector A32. Wasn't A32? That was F32.
F32 was the 32. Is there something going on? Numerology here, Eddie. Theme.
Oh, we got to look into the 32 wormhole for...
Yes.
Near Sector A32. Repeat, Sector A32. Reliable sources report that a sizable band of well-armed guerrillas, troops, is operating in that area. Who taught guerrillas how to shoot?
I know.
What's happening?
Well, we have a... must have been the Russians.
Dirty Russians.
Sticking Russians.
The race committee recommends... A non-penalizing 12-hour delay. Repeat, we strongly urge a 12-hour non-penalizing delay for all drivers near Sector A32. Please radio in your choice. Go to the next page.
Okay. Hey, Eddie, I did find out that the number 32 in numerology is an expression of personal freedom.
Oh.
There you go.
I bet you there's something in that.
I kind of wonder.
I guess I'll just keep going here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Zokel stares at you, her eyes clear and her face calm and determined. Gorillas? Ha! Ha! What would they want with us? We don't even carry bananas with us in this car.
Not in Russia.
I'm sorry. I'm going to work that joke this whole time. You hear her question, but you don't answer immediately. You need time to think. What happens if you wait out in this remote area? You are on the edge of Sector A32. The guerrillas could be right around here as well as further on. Any way you look at it, there's danger. But when you began the race, you knew there could be trouble along the way. That's why you got a Russian with you.
That's why.
Zoka, look, if we stop, we can stand watch and take off quickly if the guerrillas approach. If we go on now, the guerrillas will see the dust we kick up for miles. Then what should we do? Zokel asks. Here we go.
Okay. This is where you come in. This is where we need some help.
If you decide to stop here and take the non-penalizing 12-hour delay, turn to page 32. If you decide to go on right through Sector A32, turn to page 51. Ooh.
What are we
going to
do?
Like they said, either way, there's going to be danger. This is just danger now or danger later.
Danger later, yeah. Pretty much.
Maybe Kim, danger later.
Kim calls it her grocery getter car.
That's it's exactly like what it is.
Go get some green stamps. Like, I got my green stamps. I need to go.
You got my green stamps. It's double coupon day. Listen, get in the Saab, kids. Go! Okay,
Kim says is saying go. Kim wants to step around on it.
It's like, this car has two pedals, three pedals, because it's stick shift.
Good point. It's a stick. It's an A32, Sector A32. Danger, danger.
I love it. Danger you, danger me, danger us.
Danger, oh.
You get
danger,
that?
Danger.
I think they're saying just punch it. Punch
I
it.
I think so. Punch Zokel. It, Chewy. Punch it, Zoe or Zokel.
All right. Page 51 for you, Mr. Lee.
All right. So get to page 51 here.
We're not F32ing around now.
No, we're not messing around. So 51, right? Yep.
51.
All right. So we've got to keep going, Zokel, you say. No sense in being sitting ducks for the gorillas. Boy, we're mixing lots of animals here. Ducks and gorillas. Oh,
I put my banana cologne on today. We're screwed.
We're in trouble. Zokel agrees.
I reek of bananas.
Zokel agrees, and so you cross the river and roar up the road over the sandy hill on the other side. The road is narrow and twists for many miles, but then it broadens and runs straight through the grasslands dotted with umbrella trees. So you're on the Serengeti Plain. What's that up ahead? Zokel gets out the binoculars and scans the horizon. The German team, I think. Yes, I see them now. It's definitely the Germans in a Peugeot. They've stopped.
It's a Peugeot.
Peugeot?
It's a Peugeot. I had a friend in high school who drove a Peugeot car.
A Peugeot? Oh, so it's real. Okay.
It's a real car. These are real cars.
Well, I knew the Saab was.
It was like, yeah.
Is that a European?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a European car. It's a bonkers looking little Mr. Bean French.
Oh, really? Okay. Nice.
German's in a Peugeot. That's a joke.
So go to page 52. So next page. I'll go ahead and read this one, I guess. In a few minutes, you pull alongside them. They greet you warmly and explain that they had decided to wait because of the gorillas. The taller of the two, Frederick, points to the long, low-lying distant hills. They are out there, I'm sure of it. Maybe we should join forces and travel together. Their strength in numbers, Ja. Well, okay, so we got Da and now Ja. How does he just throw these in here?
Ja. I know these languages. We cannot risk this with the gorillas. We reek of bananas.
Ja. Get to the choppa.
Arno's been eating bananas all day long. His breath is very strong. The gorillas will chase after us the whole way.
Oh, look at this. The other German, Arno.
Oh, two letters removed.
We nailed it. He nods in agreement, and Zokol talks with him about the route and what lies ahead. They spread the maps out on the hood of the dark green Peugeot. How do you pronounce that?
Peugeot,
okay. Peugeot, yeah. And begin to measure distance and probably speeds to calculate some estimated arrival times. Zokol strongly disagrees with Arno about which route to choose. He favors staying on the plains while she wants to head for the outlying hills. You listen to both sides and look at the maps and talk once more with Frederick. He repeats that there would be safety in numbers and urges to join forces. Still, it might be safer to split up and try to sneak through the hostile territory. So if we decide to continue alone, go to page 57. Mm-hmm. If we decide to join forces with the Germans, go to 62. So
as the viewers are deciding, I want to point out, we're pretty long into this story.
I know. We're
doing pretty darn good. I want to give everybody a big healthy Covert Nerd, Eddie and the Star Cruisers clap. Round of applause here.
Everybody gets 10 cruiser coins.
10 cruiser coins for everyone. We're just starting to get where my choose your own adventure sense is tingling.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but, we're definitely close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've done well.
We're
going rogue.
She's saying split up.
Split up, page 57. So
we're deep into the story. We've not 57, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised we've lasted this long, actually. Oh,
we may have spoke too soon.
But you can tell, like you said, your adventure senses tingle. You can just tell.
Tingle. I'm sorry, Frederick, you say. Zokil and I think it's best to go alone. I don't trust Arno and his banana reek. Good luck, and we'll see you in Nairobi. We'll see you first, because we'll be the winners, and you'll be the loser. The Germans shake hands with you and murmur good luck. Then you are off. Oh, Lord God. Sorry, I read ahead. I couldn't help it. Then you're off. Things go well for the first 6 hours. You and Zokil begin to relax. Then it happens. Handheld rocket launchers attack the car from behind the brush. You never know what hit you. The end.
The end. Taken out by a rocket launcher. Death by rocket launcher.
Rocket launcher. Dude, that's you know what? We went out a good way.
Blaze of glory, man.
It's a noble choose-your-own-adventure death.
Oh, yeah. It's better than being bored to death because your alien friend decided to meditate for the next 10 years.
Freaking Zipple over here decides to meditate for the next 40 years.
Oh, hey,
then
I did a little...
celebratory woo.
Woo! I did a little cheating, Eddie, and if we would have went the other way, we would have died too. Oh, wait, no.
Oh!
You push the accelerator. If I just
get it. Oh, a little bit of you choose your own adventure cheating.
You finish the race third overall. Zolko meets you at the finish line. Her arms are bandaged. Wow. So we could have got third place.
Had we teamed up, we would have survived.
Yes.
And gotten third place. Well, there you go.
Huh. Oh,
sometimes wait. Try to be a...
Even better. So you finish the race and you get to turn to page 67 to go on the rough race, the way it looks.
Oh, you get to continue on.
So you get to go again. You get to go try to do the rough race now because that was the speed race. And yep. So you get to go to page 67. Are you waiting? Yeah, so you get to start all over again.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow. What a miss.
But we dead.
But we're dead. Death by rocket launcher.
And I love Kim's comments the best. Listen, they don't need that kind of ammo. They could have just threw out a spike strip or a leaf blower. It's a freaking sob. Exactly.
Yeah. Good point.
Exactly. Just have like a small speed bump in the road. You're like, oh.
Oh, we're dead.
My sob is broken.
They just breathed on wrong. It like fell apart.
Mom.
Stiff breeze.
I breathed wrong.
Mom, you broke my sob.
How? I just breathed wrong. I sneezed.
A good choose your own adventure run, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I agree, man. Yeah, like you said, we got pretty deep in that one. Way deeper than
I felt it coming.
Oh, yeah. It was coming.
Exactly. I don't want to hear your sob story.
Oh, the puns are coming. Must be Jesse.
That was magical. Anyway,
that was good. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good read through.
And everybody got 10 cruiser coins because we got so far.
Cruiser coins for everyone.
Yes, yes.
Use them for your Christmas presents. Hopefully, try to redeem them at some place. See if they
put them in your stockings. They make good stocking stuffers.
You know, once we do actually do live events again, we should have some actual like cruiser coins to hand out.
Oh, yes. We need to do just that. A sticker. We better get on that. It's just a sticker.
Sticker of cruiser. Cruiser coins, dim bucks, and covert nerd cash.
Covert nerd cash. Yes. Cash spins everywhere. Well,
exactly. Cash is king.
Which is worth more, pesos or cruiser coins? I wonder.
Oh, pesos for sure.
Yeah, I like this one. So, cruiser coins work at Black Friday retailers.
Yeah, just pick it. Just say, "I'm paying with cruiser coin," and walk out the door. They'll know what you're talking about.
Can you imagine just handing those out to the cashier? She's like, "What are you doing?" That's your cruiser coin. Exactly. Come on.
It's a cruiser coin, man. What are you talking about? Yeah. Get with it.
Yeah. The everybody's world's so doing
crazy
it.
Now people would probably take it.
You're right. Yeah, like Kim said, yeah, I can't wait to cash all our cruiser coins. It is 2020. Who knows? The value of it might be off the charts.
Usher in a new currency.
Exactly. Well, that would be bonkers.
Thank you to everyone for watching with us and hanging out and commenting.
I love it. And, I love doing these. And we will, just like with these books, you always go back and do them again. So we'll probably hit these ones again and be at least more bonkers than before.
Oh, here you can only hope.
Hopefully we don't get stuck meditating with our Martian friend.
That ending. No good.
So, all right. Well, hey, it's getting late. Time for bed.
time sun's getting pretty low.
It is. Thank you everybody
for having me.
And we will do it again soon. All right.
See ya.
These are so much fun. Again, I encourage you to go to the Facebook page and find out when these occur. We try to do them every 2 weeks. You can go to covertnerd.net for a link and find all the different ways you can get in touch with me. And again, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And until next time, nerd it up. All right. We are live and we're early. Imagine that.
What?
What?
No.
Past couple times. Eddie. Yeah, this isn't Eddie. Past couple of times we've been 9:30. Now we're earlier, before 9.
By a full 17 seconds?
I know.
What do you people want?
Eddie gets like 10. Eddie gets 10 cruiser coins for being early. We're handing out the coins right and left.
Already out of the gate. We're negative 10 coins. Welcome to Choose Your Own Adventure Live with Covert Nerd and me, Eddie, from Danger Instruction Manual, Paranormal Dads. I'm going to light my candle again here. Paranormal Dads, make Eternia great again.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And man, if people aren't noticing already, I'm in a slightly different space.
Maybe both physically and mentally.
Yes. And let's just take it to the next level spiritually as well.
There you go. Why not?
So moves to a new house. Man, people, I tell you, if going through a pandemic's not enough, then you should move also.
Move. Why not? Why not? Just rip the Band-Aid off. House,
buy a house. Move all your stuff. Massive shout out to everyone, frankly, at the Star Cruisers, Eddie and the Star Cruisers. Massive help from everybody there. Kind of last ditch, like the classic, you said you were ready. I was like, I know, I thought I was ready. But yeah, finally moved in. And with that, can start resuming some and now properly accent lit. Exactly.
Yes. Eddie is properly lit.
In more ways than one.
Yes.
But yeah, so looking forward to getting back on track with all this stuff and getting going.
Well, life is crazy, and then the books we're doing are even more crazy because we're going to be visiting the Ant People and the Race Forever. These are a little bit different. These are kind of later in the series, and they're written by different authors than we normally do. So this is going to be totally different. I've never read either one of these when I was a kid, so this is all new.
Yeah. It is a towards the end of not the end, but like you said, as the series was getting kind of long in the tooth.
Yeah.
You started seeing the stories, not that they weren't bonkers enough already, but they started getting like really weird. Really weird.
They did. Really weird. And so this one is no exception. Because
you know what, I'll be honest, as a fan of this book series, I'm glad that it got more weird and not like more boring, you know.
No,
it'd be like a trip to the grocery store.
You're gonna go. Yeah. they have some others. I was kind of looking through some of them. You're a Millionaire, there is a ninja one, there's just some weird, the balloon one, and just kind of some really different titles. So I'll have to find some of those.
I'll just call it. There are some duds out there for real.
There are some duds. Yeah. Yeah. One's called Hostage, and just has this one. Yeah. The one called Hostage is kind of crazy. The cover of it is a terrorist with his arm wrapped around the neck of somebody. And I think he either has a gun or a knife to his head. It's like, holy cow. I mean,
now a knife to the head is next level.
Yeah.
Holding up a knife to someone's head.
You could just see this kid with the terror in his eyes, and there's this crazed terrorist behind him. And it's like, holy cow, they kind of got a little edgy there for 1988 or 87.
Yeah, he's like, exactly. Yeah. He's like, you heard of being shot in the head. This is being stabbed in the head. I keep blowing my own candle.
Oh, don't blow your candle out.
That would blow my – I'm being lit by candlelight tonight, everyone, in case you're wondering.
How many candle
watts? It's not my birthday. Yeah, how many candles am I burning up here?
No
Benjamin
kidding.
Franklin just spinning in his grave right now. He's wasting candles.
Exactly. Well, if you